You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Simon Welton, and you're listening to The White Noise Show. Coming up right now is, of course, White Noise. This week we're having a special show. We're actually going to play some of the best of what we've done so far over the past 14 weeks. I think you're going to like this, because this is, you know, what I see as our top draw stuff. So it's a special show. And then afterwards, we've got another exciting thing. We've got a musical performance by the sensational Reggie Reynolds, who is a comic originally from Fort McMurray. And he is, we'll call him controversial, to say the least. He's not afraid to say what he wants. I believe he refers to himself as a redneck at heart, and that's really what he tries to push forward in his music. But, you know, I think he's having a lot of fun with it, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to play a couple of tracks from him, and of course, we're also going to play a couple of other fantastic numbers later in the show. We'll play a bit of Jose Gonzalez off his new album. We're going to play Lucky Stars. We've got a bunch of mad stuff coming up, so definitely stay tuned. But as of right now, here is The White Noise Show.
Warning! The following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening. and welcome to another evening of White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and this show is brought to you in part by Scientology, a religion so new, we all know it's bollocks. Next up is a couple having it out in New York Theatre's piece, It's Not a Laughing Matter.
Hi, darling.
Don't hi, darling, me.
Pardon?
Where have you been?
Just out of friends.
Don't lie to me. I know what you've been doing.
I've been just hanging out with friends.
You're at it again, aren't you?
I don't know what you mean.
You've been juggling.
How did you know?
You're still wearing your clown shoes.
I'm so sorry.
You promised you were going to give it up when Aaron was born.
I know. I can't resist the temptation.
It nearly killed you, Mike.
I know.
Oh, you already lost two brothers to fire eating. Think about your poor mother.
I'm sick, Brittany. It's genetic. I have clown compulsion disorder. My family tree is full of men who entertain themselves to death, consumed by their obsession with reaching perfection in their art.
I know, but I can't go through this again. It's too hard to watch.
But I can cope, Brittany. I'm not like your father.
How dare you? He was a ventriloquist. Of course he was suicidal. The only popular ones are the ones with the racist puppets.
Exactly. I'm not going to end up like that. I've got a sponsor, Barry. He's helping me.
I don't trust him. I heard he used to give handjobs for silly string behind the 7-Eleven.
That's all in the past. He just got his 5-year chip.
Fine. All right. Let's try and make this work. But if we are going to have any real chance, we both need to be honest about everything.
I quite agree.
Then listen. I have a confession to make.
Okay. Go on, you can tell me anything.
I'm an addict, too.
Oh, my. What is it, magic? Unicycles. It's not balloon animals.
No. It's mime.
Mime?
Yes.
No. Say it isn't so anything but that.
I'm sorry, Mike. It was that summer in Paris, and I met this guy, Jacques, and things just got out of hand.
Brittany, I can't go down that path. I will not watch you silently fall apart. Then you'll do it again and again as you practice mime endlessly.
Oh, Mike, no more arguing. Just kiss me, you fool.
Sorry, I should have taken my nose off.
Wow, powerful themes, profound acting. Another classic off-Broadway piece there. Next up is some doggy troubles. That wasn't a dogging joke, just to clarify.
Ah, hello. Hope you weren't waiting too long. Doug, is it?
Yes, hi, Doc.
Ah, and this must be Fido. Hello there, big fella. Aren't you a beauty?
He really is, but there is a problem. He stopped barking.
Barking?
Yes.
He did it before?
All the time.
That's surprising.
I know, but for him to suddenly stop like that...
No, I mean for him to bark at all, seeing as he's a goat.
What?
Fido is a goat.
He's a German shepherd.
You don't see many German shepherds with a beard.
What beard?
Right there. Plus, look at the mess he's made of my spare lab coat while you were waiting for me. Have you ever seen a German shepherd try and eat a lab coat?
Oh, that wasn't Fido. That was me. Sorry, I skipped breakfast this morning.
You should have said. I had some scrubs in the back I'm done with. Now, do you understand there is nothing I can do for your feta-producing friend?
I would really love a second opinion, Doc.
Fine. Pat, can you come and have a look at something for me?
Yeah, what is it?
Doug here needs convincing of the species of his beloved pet.
It's either an alpine or a Kiko goat, I'd hazard a guess. Possibly a Spanish, but the horns are wrong.
See, Doug?
Well, I guess there's nothing you can do for Fido.
Yeah, you might want to make Fido an outdoor pet. Your house must smell pretty terrible.
Okay, thanks, Doc.
No problem. You have a wonderful day. And bye for now, Fido.
See you.
Bye.
Why do they always fall for that? How stupid do you have to be?
You really are a bastard.
Oh, shut up. I buy you lunch every time we do that.
Next up tonight is a man in a library. Hold on to your seats.
Hello there. Could you tell me where to find a book?
No.
Well, that's very rude.
I'm not a librarian. Go ask the person at the desk.
Oh, fine then. Damn city people. Ugh. Hello there.
Hi. Please hand me your library card, and how can I help?
Okay. Here it is. And could you tell me where to find books on how to kill someone?
Okay, sure. Marty, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, are you looking for premeditated or self-defense?
Oh, premeditated, definitely.
Okay, and high-tech or low-tech?
Is a chainsaw high-tech?
Actually, it's filed under novelty items. Not a particularly practical method, more for showmanship or at least show-offs.
Oh, so you're unimpressed with my choice of weapon?
Well, it's just, if I was going to kill someone and I was going to make them watch, I would use a surgical knife and I would carefully slit their skin all over their body and watch the red streams of life ooze from them slowly but painfully till they fade out like a dying light.
Do you want to go out with me? Go on, just give me 20 minutes.
No.
I'll go get the book, I'll go kill my wife, and then we can go for Bellinis!
No thanks. I don't think it would end well.
Oh, what? Because of the killing thing? No. This is honestly just a one-time thing. I mean, why do you think I need the book? I'm an amateur. Trust me. Usually, I honestly resolve things in a much less murderous way.
It's not that. It's because of your taste in books. Look at this list. You took out the autobiography of Kim Kardashian 6 times.
It took me a while to finish. It's difficult prose.
And who reads self-help books written by Hulk Hogan?
Just because you don't understand Hulkamania, lady.
Okay, whatever. And the cherry on the cake? Last week, you took out Animal Farm.
So that's a good book.
It was the abridged version.
I just needed the highlights.
It's a 120-page novella.
Whatever, can you just point me to the chainsaw murder books, please?
With pleasure. They are in section 12, over there. Mind out, though, that the bookshelf is covered in some random people's blood.
Oh, well, obviously that's not a problem, as I'm covered in blood already.
My, you should be careful. People can track you when you read things at the library, but I'm too clever for that. I do my top secret reading on the internet. First up tonight is medical drama Nervous Norman.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sorry, but who are you?
Dr. Ball's the name. Medicine's the game. How may I help you?
Where's Dr. Willis?
Willis has been let go.
Let go? Why?
Apparently his prostate exams had a few more extra steps than I've ever seen in a medical textbook.
Oh! I just thought he was being thorough.
Well, I'm sure the resulting investigation will be. So, what can I do for you?
Well, sorry, I'm just really nervous. I have a bad history with doctors and pain.
Well, as I said, that wasn't the correct way to do a prostate check.
Not that. It's just, ever since I was a child, every time I go to the doctors, I seem to always end up in agony as a result.
Well, I will try to be gentle. Now, come on. What is wrong? I haven't got all day. I have a very important gynecological appointment next.
Oh, no. Is the patient really sick?
No, just a smoking heart. So what's the matter?
It's my knee. It's been hurting me since... What are you doing with that?
Oh, this hammer?
Yes.
Just hanging up my certificates. Easy, buddy. Continue on.
Well, yes. So my knee. It gets this shooting pain every time. What the hell is that for?
This screwdriver?
Yes.
Just adjusting my chair? Wow, you're more nervous than a fat teenager on a date.
So what do I do with the pain?
Well, there is a simple operation I can perform to correct it.
What's with the drill? Oh, wait, of course. You're going to mount that set of antlers lying on the floor.
Aren't they marvellous? I started only hunting last year. Who would have thought doctors would enjoy killing so much? However, no, this drill is for you. Where are you going? God, some people can't take a joke.
Oh, that poor Norman. I hate going to the doctors too. All they ever do is tell me I have diabetes. Change the record, guys. And now we are venturing into new waters of lighter entertainment. The following segment is from the popular Australian radio game show, Tear Factor. Enjoy.
G'day, and welcome back to Tear Factor, the show where couples make each other cry for big cash prizes. I'm your host, David Smiley, and tonight's contestants are Gaynor and Kyle from Perth, and Shauna and Travis from Adelaide. Welcome to all four of you. Great to have you with us. So, Kyle, a little birdie tells me you recently got some great news.
Did I?
Yes, that's what my cue card says.
Oh, right, yeah. I didn't realise I told the research about that.
No problem. Let's hear about it.
Well, there was this guy that used to bully me in school, and I recently found out he had incurable cancer.
That wasn't it, Kyle.
What?
That wasn't what we told you to talk about.
Oh, right, yeah, silly me. Yeah, I remember now. What you told me to say was I just got a new promotion at work.
Great, and what's your new position?
Well, you know the guy that on movie sets who holds the boom microphone?
Yes.
I hold his bag.
Okay, moving on. Gaynor, what do you do for a living?
I'm a prostitute.
Oh, really? I'm guessing you're not very expensive.
Wait, I am in prosecutor, not a prostitute. Oh my goodness, silly me. I'm always doing that, getting my words mixed up in court.
My last assumption still stands. Anyway, over to our other pair, and we have ourselves a bomb. That's right, Travis, I hear you're a limey git.
What?
Apparently you're originally from Bath, England.
No.
Oh?
No, I was born in a bath, but that was in Melbourne.
Fabulous. And finally, Shauna, what do you do for fun?
Well, I'm a typical Aussie girl, so of course I like to have a drink.
A girl after my own heart, Shauna. And what's your favourite stiff one?
Well, you go through phases, don't you? But right now, I'd say it's probably a goat's blood sunrise.
Oh, I've not had that cocktail. What's in it?
It's two shots of vodka, one shot of tequila, and half a pint of goat's blood.
Brilliant. I will have to try it right after I strangle my researcher. Join us after these messages for round one of Tear Factor. Tear Factor is brought to you in part by Kenny's Koalas, chlamydia free since 1993, and also the Army. Join us. It's like Call of Duty, but this time you get to shoot the 12-year-olds. Welcome back to Tear Factor, the show where your partner's tears could be worth more than their organs. Travis, Shauna, Kyle, Gaynor are in position wearing the Tear Factor patented face gear.
Aren't these just swimming goggles?
Shut up, Kyle. The rules are simple. You have 1 minute to make either of you cry more than the other team. Travis and Shauna will go first because I am far more attracted to that couple. So, are you ready, guys?
As we will ever be.
Okay, on your marks, go!
Okay, Shauna, remember I love you, but this is for the new TV, the new car, and your heart surgery, okay?
Okay.
My God, you look like your mother. Everyone said you would do eventually, but cry, Shauna. It's like you melted. Nice one. I mean, seriously, what are we going to talk about something besides PTA meetings? And what happened outside school when you picked up the kids? Who cares? And another thing, tell your idiot brother that he can't live in my caravan any longer. I don't care that your dad was a bastard. He's dead, Shauna.
A valid effort from you two there. Well done. That might be hard to beat. You can stop crying now, Shauna.
Oh, no.
Gaynor and Carl, are you ready?
You bet we are.
Okay, on your marks, go.
Okay, Gaynor, I find your constant wearing of dungarees annoying. I wish you would chew more quietly. Your sister is perhaps slightly more attractive than you. Your bum could be smaller.
Come on, Kyle, it's not working. Try harder. It's for the money. For that new sewing machine you really want.
All right, shut up. My friends are watching. Okay, I got one. I shagged Elizabeth.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Your cousin. Yeah. And it was amazing. She knew stuff I'd only seen written on bathroom walls.
Well, I shagged your brother Mike.
What?
That's right. I've been seeing him for a year.
Gaynor? I was making it up to win the game. But you... I knew you were banging Mike, you bitch. Can't believe it.
I'm sorry. You just got so fat and boring.
And that's time. Well, that was a close game, but Carl just tipped the scales there with that flood of despair at the last second, giving him and Gaynor the win. Congratulations, guys. Commiserations to Shauna and Travis, but don't worry, no one leaves here empty-handed. You both get a week's free marriage counselling, courtesy of Tear Factor. This is all we have time for this week. Join us again for more Tear Factor. Good night.
Fabulous content from down under there. And that was brought to you in part by Stevenson's Elective Gastric Bypass Surgery. There for you when you give up. Our first segment tonight is the famous interview of jazz legend Tilda Bagless by journalistic powerhouse Billy Blinds.
Hello, cool cats. I'm Billy Blind, and this is Jazz Legend. Tonight, I'm joined by the phenomenal Tilda Bagless. Good evening, Tilda.
Good evening, Billy. You're looking lovely tonight.
Perhaps only our older listeners will be aware of her stellar career. Tilda was in her heyday during the 40s. Starting out in Manchester, England, she made it all the way to America, the birthplace of jazz. What was the scene like back then, Tilda?
Thriving it was. I played sold-out gigs up and down England and Wales. I never played Scotland. I could never understand the booking agents on the phone. Didn't have a bloody clue what I was booking.
And you won many awards, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Best song, best album, best tits. Not that they're making a comeback anytime soon. If I lie down too quick, I'm likely to concuss myself.
What do you attribute to your success?
Well, there certainly weren't as many of us back in those days.
Really? In what sense?
Well, it was basically just me and the minorities.
I don't know if that's particularly PC, Tilda.
What are you on about? I'm talking about David and Paul Minority. Best backing band out of Castleford, they were. Paul had rhythm, let me tell you. The amount of times...
Probably not an appropriate anecdote, Tilda?
Let me finish. The amount of times he shagged me properly.
Tilda!
Oh, hang on. Who's the jazz legend here?
You.
So listen, soft lad. Jazz was the 40s version of modern club music. It was music to get nasty to. Why do you think it was so popular? Sounds bloody awful to me. But who cares what music is playing when a strapping lad is grinding on you?
I see your point. Yes.
Just because something is old doesn't make it important or clever. Remember that, sunshine?
I quite agree. That has become more than apparent during this interview. Alas, that's all the time we have for today. Join us tomorrow for more Tilda Bagless.
Thank you, Tilda and Billy. Unfortunately, I cannot bring you part two of that interview ever. Tilda died tragically later that night when she was mysteriously killed during an underground bingo game. That interview was brought to you in part by Nigel's Organic Chicken. We treat them better than our children. Next up tonight is a play about a 21st century family.
Where is that son of ours?
I told him to come in and wash for dinner 20 minutes ago. He's out playing with that girl next door.
Why would he want to do that when he has that senior who's on his school's football team living right on the other side of us, always out washing his Mustang in those
little shots. Is he mad?
I know. That girl is nothing but trouble. The other day I was out mowing the lawn and she bent over to pick up the mail and I definitely saw something wink at me.
And she must be special needs because she is apparently incapable of choosing a shirt that covers her boobs.
What is the point of those things? I've never missed them.
Your first boyfriend had them.
True, but he was a practice guy for me. Allow me to fine-tune me skills.
Still, he could have used the bra.
You're one to talk. I don't remember you having quite so many chins when we first met.
Well, if you weren't so short, I wouldn't need to be looking down at you, causing a chin pile-up.
A chin pile-up? That sounds like a racist description of a car crash.
Well, at least I can cover mine with a nicely groomed beard. You can't grow some stilts.
I'm 5'10", you asshole.
Hey, Dads.
Nikki, how was school?
It was okay, but there's something I need to tell you both.
Really? What is it, son?
Perhaps you should both take a seat.
Okay.
Dads, I'm straight.
What?
No.
Yes.
How long have you known?
Since I was 5 or 6. I started noticing girls.
Oh,
this is because
God.
You let him watch those Fast and the Furious movies.
What? No, they are full of gay subtexts. It's because you let him play football.
I thought you'd enjoy all the ass slapping. I did as a boy.
I'm sorry, guys. I know it isn't what you wanted.
We should have put him in a ballet school, like I said.
Oh, come on, Lenny. That's a cliche.
Don't go there, Hugh.
I know this is hard for you both, but this is who I am.
I wouldn't mind as much if we had had 2 kids. Then we could have had a spare in case this happened.
Well, are you sure this isn't just a phase, Nick?
No, I've had multiple partners and I'm happy.
Have you even tried the alternative?
Imagine being with someone who has intimate knowledge of the mechanics of your own equipment.
They would have such skills.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy letting my girlfriend practice on my equipment. She'll be an expert soon.
Well, what can we say? If this is really what you want...
It is.
Well, then I guess we will accept you for who you are.
If we have to.
Does this mean you won't be joining us for cocktail night anymore?
Oh, no. Those things are delicious.
Oh, good.
See you guys later. I'm off to meet Jenny. She just went to go get birth control from her parents.
Hugh?
Yeah?
Remember in the orphanage, the day we adopted him? He was sitting there playing with his Hot Wheels.
Yeah, clear as day.
And I told you we should have gotten the one who was sitting on the sewing machine.
I know. Don't remind me again.
Modern life is so complicated. Life was much simpler when everyone pretended they were straight. Next up tonight is the hit American game show, The Hot Seat. Enjoy!
Good afternoon, and welcome to the most exhilarating game show since Your Family or a Sports Car. It's The Hot Seat. The game is simple. Answer as many questions as you can before our patented hot seats get too hot to sit in. There are bonus marks for blisters. Tonight's first contestant is Henrietta from Windsor, Ontario.
Hi, Kendra. It's so exciting to be here. I'm a huge fan.
Well, I wasn't going to mention your weight, but as you brought it up first... And what is the subject you have chosen to be quizzed on?
Russian literature between 1833 and 1870.
Sorry, I haven't got any questions on that. What was your second choice?
Celebrity couples.
Perfect. Now, just before we start, just want to check. Everybody here signed the liability waivers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Alrighty then, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, heat the seat. First question. Which freak was Drew Barrymore once married to?
Tom Green.
Correct. When Madonna was still hot, who was she married to?
Sean Penn.
Correct again. Now, which rocker husband did not give Pamela Anderson hepatitis?
Kid Rock.
Wow, correct. That answer surprised me. Now, okay, Nicolas Cage tricked which music legend's daughter into marrying him?
Elvis Presley's daughter! I'm done! No more!
Okay, well done, Henrietta. That was 4 correct answers. Next up is Fabian from Prince George, BC.
Hello.
And what's your chosen subject, Fabian?
Ancient Greek architecture.
You're joking, right? Try again.
My second choice is Harry Potter trivia.
Oh, thank you. Okay, and would everyone else take note and stop asking for such ridiculous subjects? Thank you. I have to write these questions, and some of us didn't go to a fancy community college. Okay?
Now, are you ready, Fabian?
Yeah.
All right, start the hot seat. Now, who was Harry Potter's rival?
Oh, that's easy. A Draco Malfoy.
No, it was Lord Voldemort. Okay. Next, who was Mrs. Weasley's favorite child?
What? Ron?
Did you even read the book? It is clearly Charlie. Now, which book does Hermione get hot in?
The Goblet of Fire!
Ew! No, it's the Deathly Hallows when she turns 18, you pedo. Okay. What was the last thing that Dumbledore said?
Oh, that's easy. Severus, please.
No, it was when he hit the ground. Come on, baby. Sort it out. Okay, which book was best?
The Prisoner of... I'm done. No more.
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't the Prisoner of... It was the Prisoner of Azkaban. Ugh. Unlucky Fabian. Now, please go see the nice lady in the first aid tent. She will stop the agony. Now, our last contestant is Alan from Halifax. Welcome, Alan.
Hi, Kendra.
And what's your chosen topic, Alan?
I will have human anatomy, please.
Oh, okay. But just so you know, I only have genitalia-related questions.
Even better.
Okay, let's heat the seat. Alan, the word clitoris is Greek for...
divine and goddess-like?
Oh, correct. Now, penis... is Latin for...
tail.
Correct again! Okay, what is the most varied part of the female genitalia?
The labia.
Wow! Correct! Okay, next question. Who is statistically more likely to masturbate? Married or single people?
Easy. Married people.
Wow! Correct! One more for the win, Alan! Okay. Smoking can shorten your penis by how much?
That would have to be a centimeter.
Correct! You win, Alan! Congratulations! A well-played game. Wait, Alan, you're on fire! Your pants are on fire! How are you not feeling that?
I'm a paraplegic. I came in on a wheelchair, Kendra.
Oh my god, I just thought you had a dodgy knee. Move now!
All right, calm down. I wore my old jeans on purpose.
Well, there you have it. Alan is our hot seat champion this week. He gets the top prize, the Starbucks gift card. A big thanks to all our other contestants. They go home with a bottle of moisturizer. Join us again for more hot seat.
Thank you, Kendra. I love a good quiz show. That was brought to you in part by greetings cards. There's $5 you'll never see again. That was our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, featuring the voice talents of Mariana Mate, Connor Nishelput, Sierra Wiley, Victoria Bass, and Simon Welton. Music and sound effects by Max Cheers.
Alright, there you go. That was the Best of White Noise so far. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to check out more of the Best of White Noise, go to whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com. We upload new tracks there every week, and of course we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Coming up now is the White Noise After Show. We're going to play some tracks, including the musical guest Reggie Reynolds is going to play some. We're going to play a couple of his comedy music tracks, and they are fantastic. But before we do that, we're going to give you a bit of time to go to the bathroom, do whatever you got to do. We're going to play a track right now. This is from Leaf Rapids' new album. It's actually a cover of a fantastic track by a little-known gentleman called David Bowie. The track is The Man Who Sold the World. Thank you.
The Firehall Art Center's God and the Indian explores one of Canada's darkest chapters, the residential school system. Celebrated playwright Drew Hayden Taylor's black humor illuminates this heartbreaking story of a Cree woman who cannot escape her past, on from May 20th to 30th. See firehallartcenter.ca for details.
Alright, there you go. That was the good old Leaf Rapids there with their cover of The Man Who Sold the World. That was a good track. I quite enjoyed that myself. Alright, it's coming up right now. Is a very, very special song. This is a CITR premiere. What we have right now is the fantastic Reggie Reynolds, who is a comic. He's from BC. He's touring right now. He's actually going to be in Vancouver for the Comedy Shocker show at the Rickshaw Theater on July 4th, Independence Day. It's going to be amazing. So I'm going to give you a taste right now of what to expect. This is Beer to Survive by Reggie Reynolds.
Time to hit the mic and sing a song about beer. I drink so much you could call it a career. I love to hear the sound of the crack of that can. Some people think a beer is attached to my hand. First thing in the morning, it's time to get drunk. My breath smells worse than the ass of a skunk. I need a few beers to keep me in control. I even snort beer through a straw up my nose. My vision's so blurry I can hardly steer. Can't tell if I'm in reverse or stuck in fifth gear. Should probably pull the truck over and sleep right here. But I'll hit the next bar and order 10 more beers. I need beer, beer, beer to survive. When you shotgun one, I shotgun five. I need beer, beer, beer every day. And I'll keep drinking beer till my bones decay. I need beer, beer, beer all the time. At least 5%, not light with lime. I need beer, beer, beer for my soul. And I'll keep drinking beer till I'm 6 feet in the motherfucking hole. In the afternoon, I like to get right hammered. I boot fucked a cop, so he put me in the slammer. I hate fucking pigs, and I'll never call him Sarge. Assault and battery's my favorite charge. The cop got a buzz off the smell of my breath. Put me in cuffs, said you're under arrest. In the back of his car, I fucking puked on the floor. I went into a panic as we passed the liquor store. Cause when I'm in jail, how am I supposed to get a drink? The fucking toilet's plugged, so I'm shitting in the sink. I'd order me a beer if I had one wish, but I'll have to catch a buzz off drinking my own piss. I need beer. Beer, beer to survive. When you shotgun one, I shotgun five. I need beer, beer, beer every day. And I'll keep drinking beer till my bones decay. I need beer, beer, beer all the time. At least 5%, not light with lime. I need beer, beer, beer for my soul. And I'll keep drinking beer till I'm 6 feet in the motherfucking hole. Single night, I like to get fucked up. I'll keep drinking beer till my liver erupts. Passed out on the floor, I'm living like a slob. I even buy beer and feed it to my dog. The vet said the dog, he suffers from stress. So I keep him liquored up so he don't get depressed. The dog's so drunk, can't teach him any tricks. When I tell him to sit, all he does is take a shit. I give him one beer, he's begging me for more. After two beers, he's fucking pissing on the floor. So man's best friend might be out of his luck. Cause I'm gonna run that little fucker over with my truck. Beer, beer, beer to survive. When you shotgun one, I shotgun five. I need beer, beer, beer every day. And I'll keep drinking beer till my bones decay. I need beer, beer, beer all the time. At least 5%, not light with lime. I need beer, beer, beer for my soul. And I'll keep drinking beer till I'm 6 feet in the motherfucking hole.
All right, there you go. That was Beer to Survive by the legendary Reggie Reynolds. We're definitely going to play one more track from him a little bit later in the show. But we'll carry on with some more music that isn't as mad as that just for now. So right now we're going to play a little bit of actually Neil Young doing a duet with a band called Crazy Horse. And this is called Piece of Crap.
¶¶
trees. I saw it on TV. They cut the forest down to build a piece of crap.
Piece of crap!
Piece of crap!
Reconciliation Canada invites you to Reconciliation Matters, an event on May 31st from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
This is a street fair open to all members of the public.
Vancouver at the Sheraton Wall Center.
Also, join Mayor Robertson and other community leaders on June 2nd at SFU Woodward's for a panel discussion on the final report findings of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. For more information, visit reconciliationcanada.ca.
As Minister for Magic, it gives me great pleasure to welcome each and every one of you to the final of the 422nd Quidditch World Cup. Let the match begin!
That's right, UBC has a Quidditch team and we're the fastest ones yet. Come join us at practice every Thursday at 5 and Sunday at 12 to show us your house pride. You can also get on our level with our Quidditch swag. We have bro tanks, t-shirts and sunglasses, all which go towards getting us to the World Cup. Not sure where to find the snitch? Well, like us on Facebook or check out our website at ubcquidditch.com and we'll be more helpful than you'll remember all. And remember, we want a nice clean game from all of you.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. at 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
Alright, there we go. So what we've got coming up now is we're going to play a little bit of Imogen Heap, and then stay tuned because we're going to have one more track from the legendary Reggie Reynolds before we end the show today. But right now, here is a new track from the latest Imogen Heap album. It's called You Know Where to Find Me.
We go a long way back to nothing.
All right, there you go. That was Imogen Heap. So, yeah, now we're going to play one more Reggie Reynolds track. Again, it's from the same album. His new album is called Beer to Survive. It's available on iTunes if you want to pick it up. It's a cracking one. Lots of funny stuff on there. But, yeah, so without further ado, this is Bong Rip by Reggie Reynolds.
Driver looks too drunk to drive. I can't even tell if he's still alive. We're here for a good time, not for long. Let's get fired up like Tommy Chong's bong. Whiskey on the rocks, wine from a box. Smoke a bag of dope and flip off the cops. Pack the bowl tight, give me a light. I got two packs of smokes, let's party all night. Let's do this shit, take another hit. One-way trip, bong rip. Smell that shit, I just farted. Someone's gotta get this party started. Let's get fucked, yeah, let's get fried. Time to light 'em up and hotbox this ride. Can't afford to get fucked up in the bar, so we'll spend the night parked in this car. Getting high as a kite, drunk as a skunk. Ain't going nowhere, cause the keys are in the trunk. Whiskey on the rocks, wine from a box. Smoke a bag of dope and flip off the cops. Pack the bowl tight, give me a light. I got two packs of smokes, let's party all night. Let's do this shit, take another hit. One-way trip, bong rip. Let's do this shit, take another hit. One-way trip, bong rip. Bong rip, bong rip. Bong rip, bong rip. Bong rip, bong rip. Bong rip.
All right, there you go. That was Reggie Reynolds with Bong Rip. So, yeah, he'll be at the Rickshaw Theatre on July 4th as part of the Comedy Shocker Show, which is a show designed to be sort of more edgy than what you normally see in Vancouver. You know, it's definitely there to be shock comedy, sort of. So if you're into that sort of thing, definitely check it out. But there we go. That's pretty well our show. We're going to play one more song, and then the Synaptic Sandwich will be up next. We'll be back next week, as always. If you want to catch up, keep up with us, obviously join us on Twitter at WhiteNoiseUBC, or you can, if you have any questions, you want to get involved at all, email me at WhiteNoiseUBC@gmail.com. The last track we're going to play today is from Jose Gonzalez's new album. He actually just performed at the Sasquatch Festival down in the Gulch in Washington, and apparently it was a phenomenal show that he put on. I've been a big fan of his for quite a long time, so I'm really happy that he's got a new album out. So the track we're going to play from it is called Leaf Off / The Cave. Not quite sure why he needed two names for it, but he's brilliant, so we'll let him do whatever the hell he wants. But anyway, that's my time. I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll hopefully hear from see you next week. Good night.
Tracks lead you out to the stars.